O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is John 1, verses 1 through 18. Let's prepare our hearts to hear from God's word as we listen to Light of the World, Sing Hallelujah by Andrew Berchtold, Ed Cash, Franny Cash, Martin Cash, and Scott Cash. Gentle jingle bells provide a hint as to this song's theme. Triumphant instrumentals provide backing power for the vocalists as they sing of Jesus as the light of the world. The text provides a rich reflection on Christ's birth, death, and glorious resurrection, rising in reign forevermore.
Light of the world, treasure of heaven, brilliant like the stars in the wintry sky. Joy of the Father, reach through the darkness, shine across the earth, send the shadows.
John chapter 1, verses 1 through 18. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. All things were created through him, and apart from him, not one thing was created that has been created. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and yet the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify about the light, so that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but he came to testify about the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was created through him, and yet the world did not recognize him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, he gave them the right to be children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of natural descent, or of the will of the flesh, or of the will of man, but of God. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. We observed his glory, the glory as the one and only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. John testified concerning him and exclaimed, "This was the one of whom I said, 'The one coming after me ranks ahead of me, because he existed before me.' Indeed, we have all received grace upon grace from his fullness. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, the one and only Son, who is himself God and is at the Father's side. He has revealed him." John 1, 1 through 18 is a passage that illuminates the profound mystery and beauty of the incarnation of Jesus. It shows us that the incarnation is more than a historical event. It is the moment when divinity and humanity intersected in the person of Jesus. As John tells us, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. This concept of God becoming human, living among us and revealing his glory is hard for us to wrap our minds around, but it is central to understanding who Jesus is and what he has done. And why was the incarnation necessary? Simply put, it was the only way sinners could be allowed back into intimate fellowship with God. As the Church Father Gregory of Nazianzus has said, "For that which he has not assumed, he has not healed." The law given through Moses set an impossible standard of perfection. Our inability to keep God's laws demonstrates our profound need for grace. Jesus, living a perfect life under the law, met these demands on our behalf. His life, death, and resurrection opened the way for our justification and eternal fellowship with God. But the incarnation isn't just about meeting legal requirements. It's about God's love invading our world, a love so vast that it chose to experience our reality, our struggles, and ultimately our death. This love is characterized as grace upon grace in John 1:16. It's a continuous, overflowing gift that meets us in our most desperate moments and offers hope and transformation. Through Jesus' incarnation, we see the heart of the Father, full of love, mercy, and a desire for intimacy with his creation. So as you go about your day today, carry this truth with you. Look at the world through the lens of the incarnation, reminding yourself in every moment, every interaction, the good news of God's love and grace. God is not distant. He has come close, and he is with you today. Let's close now with this prayer from the Book of Common Prayer. Almighty God, You have poured upon us the new light of your incarnate word. Grant that this light, kindled in our hearts, may shine forth in our lives. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.